You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Southern Illinois University's president has been in his position for less than 3 months, and already he's dealt with a global pandemic. I talked with him recently about how things are changing as they plan for the fall semester, along with what he hopes can be accomplished during the next several months.
Based on what we've seen in the Restore Illinois plan, we expect to be on campus in the fall at both campuses and having on-ground education going on in the fall. Now, the question is, what exactly does that look like? And that may not be a one-size-fits-all for every program or even both campuses. So right now, we're kind of working towards, I think, that mid-June deadline, more or less, of saying, okay, here are the parameters. And once we have those parameters for what the options may be for delivering courses and how we can do that, that now gives us a couple months before the fall semester for departments and programs and faculty to become innovative with the options that are available. And I will say, every time I talk with a group of faculty, and I haven't had a chance to do as much as I would like, I'm really impressed by the innovative ideas they come up with. And it's kind of motivating me as I'm looking at teaching my class in the fall of thinking about it in some different ways. That might be really exciting and actually I'm pretty enthused about the possibilities.
I know I've heard from some faculty and staff and students that are talking about the ways that they'll come back to campus, and they're looking for things like a hybrid solution where some students may be allowed to take their classes online if they've got underlying conditions or other risk factors. Same with faculty and some staff. Is that what you're working towards?
Combination and faculty and students as well. So staff, I should say, as well. So yeah, it's looking at, we know we have some people who will be vulnerable and what we may be able to do to accommodate them. And so it's, again, back to that notion, not one size fits all, trying to be as flexible as we can to meet the needs of everybody so that we can have an on-campus presence in the fall and give lots of options for students to take classes in different ways.
Over the last several weeks, you've had some conversations with some high-level lawmakers, including the state's senior senator, Senator Dick Durbin. He was talking with university and college leaders from around the state. What was your message to him, and what are you hoping that he takes back to Washington in terms of the needs here in Illinois?
You know, I think a few things we talked about, certainly some of the legislation that may come forward later that might provide additional financial support. So the CARES Act was extraordinarily beneficial both to us and our students. But frankly, even if you look what the university allocations were, they didn't cover all the refunds we did. And there was other financial impacts beyond that. I talked a little bit about the impact on our School of Medicine, the lost clinical revenue really being one of our biggest financial impacts. And that wasn't really addressed in that. So hoping that there's additional financial support in that way. The other thing we talked about, we talked to him a lot about some of the plans we had for opening in the fall and how we're making sure we protect the health and safety of our students, faculty, and staff and making that a priority while still having, you know, in-person education and on-campus education in the fall. You know, one of the things I also mentioned, I think so others did as well, you know, one of the key parts of any of the plans we're coming up with is the availability of testing. And I think, you know, as much as can be done at every level to increase the availability of testing, making sure that it's low cost or free, all of that would allow us to do a whole lot of things, I think, across university campuses. Without sufficient testing, all of it becomes far more complicated.
People are really looking forward in many cases to the next phase of the Reopen Illinois plan and getting out and able to do things and see more things. And you're still working, though, towards getting students back onto campus, and that presents its own challenges with students coming literally from all over the world. How are you working on things like testing and screening and making sure that people are safe when they get to campus and that they're stay safe once they're on campus?
And I think that's what I just talked about with the availability of testing. That's exactly why that's so critical. If we can test people as they're coming back and isolating anybody that we need to for whatever reason at the front end, then we probably can do a lot to reduce any potential outbreak on campus. And that's why that piece is particularly important. And then figuring out what is the best advice we have as far as continual testing or how frequent and how maybe that varies across different groups, depending on what type of education program, whether they're playing a sport, that may change some of those variables. You know, all of those things I think we have to consider. But again, making sure we have people who are healthy when they get here. Then once we get here, making sure we're following the advice that we're getting as far as mask wearing, social distancing, doing all of the things that will make sure that there's not an outbreak here on campus or in our local communities. We need to be good citizens and doing the right things to make sure that that doesn't happen, because the last thing we want to do is everybody come back and then be like we were in the middle of this semester, like, okay, now we're going virtually, we're going completely online because we've had this massive outbreak. We feel good that we can come up with the things that will keep us from getting to that point, and we could get through a very smooth, albeit different, fall semester.
Dan Mahoney is the system president for Southern Illinois University. He also recently was named to a statewide task force taking a closer look at COVID-19's effects on higher education across Illinois. I'm Jennifer Fuller.